Let it be clearly understood. No one is challenging the notion of state secrecy or the legitimacy of the existence of state secrecy. We're talking about the abuse of state secrecy in this report. There are certain things that must remain secret. This should be justified. It should be limited in time, and it should also be subject to oversight and checks. We need to have intelligence services, secret services. But there again, they must be subject to oversight. Their activities must be open to examination, and they must not become a state within the state. There can be no democracy without transparency, and the systematic abuse of state secrecy is, in its very essence, undermining, it negates the validity of state secrecy. Now, state secrecy has been put forward as a shield against access to justice, as a shield against being able to establish the truth in order to protect agents of the state who have committed illicit, indeed criminal acts. That is where the notion of state secrecy is abused. That is where there is a serious departure from democracy that we need to react to. Ladies and gentlemen, we know, we've discussed it here, there are reports and resolutions in our countries, in Europe, in the Council of Europe member states. We know that people have been illegally detained. They were abducted, kidnapped. They were unlawfully deprived of their freedom. Some of these people were taken to secret prisons. Some were taken to Guantanamo without any court decision. Even worse, they were sent to countries such as Syria, Libya, Yemen, Egypt. Today, all of us agree that those regimes were rogue regimes, and people knew that at the time. But the choice was made to send individuals to those countries because it was felt appropriate to ship torture out and subcontract it elsewhere. Now, there were people who were held for years without any charges proffered against them. These people sought justice. They were refused access to justice because the administration, the various governments, invoked state secrecy to prevent it. In Poland now, we have one case of a Hanashiri who was in a secret prison in Poland, that is today proven, who was then transferred to the US without any judicial process at all, and that person is now facing the possibility of a death sentence. What have we done about it, ladies and gentlemen? Why did we allow that to happen? Why did we close our eyes to such events? That, I think, is the question we must ask of ourselves. The three powers of the state are called upon to protect the security of the state, and they enjoy the same levels of power and responsibility. The German Constitutional Court has told us, as I cite in the report, has told us what path should be followed. We have to restore this balance in a democratic state. Democracy, rule of law, human rights, these are not merely fine words. They're not merely options of a temporary nature. These are, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, this is a choice reflecting civilization. This is our shared heritage that we must protect and defend day after day. And who should stand in the front line in that defense, if not ourselves? Thank you.